It's Tuesday, February 26th.
It's totally not Tuesday, February 26th.
It's when it is. It's Wednesday, February 27th.
Exactly. Yeah, which means we're going to bed too late. This is a special late edition of Bedtime with Rob and Alex.
I'm Rob.
I'm still Alex, although I think after 12:40 I should have a new name like Grimalda.
We can play that game later.
So, okay, here's what I was doing tonight, among other things. I was looking for funny, clever web video campaigns from probably nonprofits, not necessarily, just kind of some cool kind of things we're doing. This is trying to come up with examples of something that I'm calling ecotainment. So, you know, educational stuff on sustainability that's also entertaining. And I poked around all sorts of places looking for good examples of nonprofits on YouTube, and it's all like so earnest, which is good. Like there's like my, you know, the example we were showing in the Web2 and You workshop last summer was the CAPTCHA thing.
Right.
Who did that? I forget.
It's the American Association for the Blind. I'm not sure what the...
Right. So this was to draw attention to CAPTCHAs, which are those little annoying things that are hard to read that you type in order to authenticate you're not a robot when you're filling out a form. And the video, which was brilliant, just brought up the accessibility issues around CAPTCHAs. And it was hugely effective, right? So great, yeah. But not, you know, fun viewing. Well, I mean, it wasn't unfun, but, you know, it's not...
Universal has ecotainment. Universal has optioned it.
So, we found... I mean, there's that one... I didn't use this example tonight, but there was that great campaign that was, you know, coal, it's in the ground, which was right. This YouTube video making fun of coal, basically, as a power source. That was really funny. And then there was one I did find tonight that I'm now... Oh, yeah, The Fifth Guy. Have you seen it?
You showed it to me.
Yeah, so it's this campaign for hygiene, and they profiled the guy. Apparently, you know, 4 out of 5 people wash their hands after using the washroom. The fifth one does not. And this was the profile of the fifth guy who nobody wants to touch. It was quite funny. And that reminded me, too, of that, what was that Microsoft thing about the home servers?
Oh, yes. Basically, they did an expose. You had an investigative reporter who was going in and virtually interrogating family members about what they thought about having a server at home, and wasn't it humiliating, and didn't it, you know, undercut their status in the family, and trying to find angles at the same time as he was coming on to the wife, if I remember correctly. And no, it's just very funny. Having a book explaining to children what it meant to have a server at home.
Right. But I mean, a great example of how you can use humor for social marketing. And there are lots of examples. Of course, now I'm going to draw a complete blank. But there are lots of examples of funny social marketing things on the web where people have used humor to more or less effect. Actually, you know, and in some ways, that whole like anti-Tahoe campaign is a good example of the left using humor, because there were a lot of funny ones. And, you know, the whole Obama video... The singing, it's not funny, but it's...
The parody versions are funny.
Oh, yeah, the John McCain parody. That's a good one. Oh, that was funny. But still, not so much with the humor on the left. I mean, which is weird, because there's a good tradition of left humor.
Yep.
Doonesbury and The Daily Show. In fact, you've made this point that the right is actually not capable of being funny on TV.
Yeah. Not completely incapable, but my gosh, they find it difficult.
Is that just because all the funny people are progressive?
I'd love to think so. But I think, too, there's a certain detachment that humor requires to really work. You need to be able to step outside yourself and see the situation in a new way. And I think that's part of the liberal in the American sense, left/liberal mindset, is to step out and look at the context. Whereas right now... the way that a lot of the right characterizes that, the moment you do that, you're committing some kind of an act of near treason.
It's true. I mean, this is kind of the flip side of why the left hasn't done as well electorally as the right, is the right is able to be, like, very unified and very dedicated, whereas the left is always trying to step out and see the other guy's point of view. And, you know, that really cuts into your deathmatch behavior.
Yeah, and not all aspects of the, not all facets of the left are like that.
No.
There are certainly some that are just completely unable to see any point of view other than their own, and they're equally humorless.
That's true. But what's perplexing to me is that given that you have a pretty decent tradition of left-wing parody and humor,
mm-hmm.
why, and given that you have a pretty good established success pattern now for humor as a key ingredient on the web, that being funny and whimsical does better with social media. How come all of these funny, whimsical lefties are not doing funny, whimsical stuff for social change on the web? Why isn't there more funny, lefty stuff on YouTube? Or is it just that I couldn't find it? In which case, please send me your funny, lefty stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, I think what you're speaking to is the need for a funny, lefty tag.
Funny left FLT. Oh, I do have to send props to that great YouTube PSA that we found against cooties. An excellent PSA against cooties. I don't think it was actually anybody's official PSA, but it was good. And I'm glad to show it to my children when they start having to face the danger of cooties.
I think there was a Schotes and Murmurs piece a few weeks ago in the New York Times about New York Times in the New Yorker about the need to raise awareness about awareness. The same sort of thing. Why isn't there more funny lefty stuff? I'm going to throw out one
on YouTube. I mean, we're not saying on like YouTube and on the web, like in social media generally on the web. Like, why isn't, you know, Change Everything isn't a laugh riot. Change.org isn't a laugh riot. Care 2 isn't a laugh riot. Like, why aren't they laugh riots? Give me laugh riot.
Okay. Answer one.
Mm-hmm.
I think because humor to really work and to be unexpected takes risks. And when you're dealing with institutions that are responding to boards and are accountable up the yin-yang, risk-taking is a very difficult thing for them to get their minds around.
It's true. It's very hard to think of progressive humor being deployed on behalf of organizations in any traditional media, right? Like, how many really rip-roaring funny TV ads have you ever seen for progressive causes or, you know, print ads or cartoons or anything? I mean, even that, you know, in Canada, there's that famous, maybe not be famous in Canada. Among NDP members in Canada, there's that famous, what was it, like the mouse thing, the Tommy Douglas thing about the mouse?
Oh, yeah, the Mouseland story.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not actually funny. It's like a cartoon
not
that
drop
uses...
Not drop-dead hilarious.
It wasn't even... Was it even supposed to be funny? It was like a little parable about socialism told through the point of view of a mouse.
Yeah.
It's charming.
It's charming.
And it's not funny.
Yeah, it's wry.
Uh-oh, I'm going to get in huge trouble. I'm going to be excommunicated from all my friends' parties now because I don't like Mouseland.
No,
I don't like Mouseland.
Maybe what you're going to do is you're going to, like, trigger the automatic formation of support groups for people who realize they didn't really like that video either. But it's got Kiefer Sutherland narrating it.
You know what? I don't think I've ever seen the video. I just saw the print version.
Really?
There's a video?
There's a video in Kiefer Sutherland there.
Is it on YouTube?
It might well be.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is
there's
it funny?
One point at which, well, there's the point at which a mouse grabs another mouse, holds a knife to its ear, and says, "Where's the cheese? Where's the cheese?"
Is that true?
No.
Oh, right. We're talking because it's Kiefer Sutherland. I get it
from
now.
From 24.
Well, you're
yes.
funny. See,
well,
this is.
I took a risk.
You did. You took a risk.
And now I'm going to have to answer to the board for it.
Maybe there's lots of stuff that's funny, but I just am failing to see the humor. Maybe the problem is humorlessness is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, second problem is humor takes practice. And I have seen a few examples, none of whom I'm going to mention because I don't want to tear them down for trying, but I've seen a number of
He's
examples.
Holding up pieces of paper. I'll send you the logos tomorrow.
Yeah, the acronyms. Where they try to be funny and witty and edgy and just fall so spectacularly flat.
Is that because they're trying to be edgy without actually taking a risk?
You know, it could be. Because ultimately they never veer off message.
Mm-hmm.
And they're funny and edgy in the way that you'd imagine East German communist propaganda being funny and edgy.
Yeah, not so much with the funny and edgy.
No.
Well, you know, that raises an interesting question, though. I think we should definitely look abroad because I have a feeling, actually, that paradoxically contemporary German social media might, in fact, be funnier, and ditto the French or Brits, right?
Yeah.
There is more edginess. Like, if you think about advertising, you know, when you see those ad festivals, there are way edgier and racier and funnier ads shown overseas than there are in North America. So yeah. It might be true with social media, too.
And some spectacular political ads.
Europe, Asia, send us your funny ads, your funny YouTube videos.
Yeah, and for that matter, please, prove us wrong.
Yeah,
if you know of a great campaign, a really cool initiative that also just is, you know, knock your pants off funny, drop us a line and let us know about it.
But make sure we're sitting down so that when the video camera comes on and our pants are knocked off, we don't actually get, you know, caught on film.
Yeah, this is a family podcast.
It is a family podcast. And tonight I didn't swear, so it remains a family podcast. Well, on that note, we should go to sleep and, you know, cut our losses before I start swearing. Please be funny, lefties. It will be good for you. They will love you more.
It's true. You'll make friends. You'll influence people.
Oh, that's true. Can we just say one? We've kind of talked around the whole funny thing, but we haven't actually said, you know, being funny works. People remember stuff that's funny. And the social media thing, I mean, everybody... Pet peeve. I'm so tired of people saying we want a viral whatever. It's you don't get a viral thing. You get, you know, we want a great video. We want a great application, whatever. It goes viral. It doesn't go viral. It's like saying, you know, I want it to rain on Tuesday. Like, you know, you just can't be that predictable. But if what you're aiming for is viral, do something that is outside the box. Like, take a risk. Exactly. And funny is, you know, if you're going to look at things that have gone viral, funny is a big, big ingredient in a lot of them.
Yeah. Key element of humor is unexpected. There has to be an element of surprise. That's what gives you the little...
I've tried to indicate to Rob that he should just suddenly stop the podcast in an amusing example of the unexpected. However, it was so unexpected that he totally missed my hand signal.
Oh, well.
Okay.
What can I tell you?
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night. Good night, Internet.